TKPN! Pageant Cast episode 224. Today on the Pageant Cast, it's Miss Teen United States 2009, Courtney Turner.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi there, I'm Erin O'Connor, Miss Illinois 2009. You are listening to Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kressman.
Thank you for the great introduction. We have a fantastic show online for you today. How do you like that? Online? Get it? Because I can't say over the airwaves. We're not on the airwaves. We're on the internet, and we're at pageantcast.com. If you receive this sound file by somebody sending you an email or a CD, great. Please, keep passing it along. We're getting more and more listeners each week, and we really appreciate it. And we're all getting very excited because coming up on, what is it, the 30th? The 30th, we have Miss America. And next week, we're actually going to have one of the contestants from Miss America this year will be on the program. We'll have Christina Smaby. And coming up today, we have a national title holder, Miss Teen United States 2009. Courtney Turner is on today's program. Hey, we have some congratulations to send out there. First of all, congratulations to our good friends at the Texas Pageant Expo. I heard it was a huge success, and we actually, on this program, we do have an interview with Will Henderson, the organizer of the Texas Pageant Expo. So make sure you listen extra hard during that portion. Also, congratulations to a good friend of the show, Donald Latham. He was recently named the official photographer for the Junior Miss and Teen North Carolina and South Carolina World Pageants. Congratulations, Donald. Wishing you all the best. Hey, have you been watching all the Miss America stuff that's been going on? I mean, we had Katie Stamm was just on The Price is Right. She was giving away a prize package to go see Miss America. You can get out at Ticketmaster.com. There's an auction for some fantastic behind-the-scenes at Miss America events. And, hey, I want to remind people, too, if you have Miss America predictions, let us know. Tell us ahead of time. I hate the folks that say, oh yeah, I predicted it all along, and they didn't put it anywhere. I can be the guy that has that information ahead of time, and I can, in fact, tell people, yeah, they really did predict who the winner of Miss America was. So if you need those bragging rights, let's face it, we all do, go ahead and send me an email with your predictions. I don't know. I only know a few of the contestants this year. We had Erin on from Illinois, and of course I interviewed our Wisconsin Christina Smaby on the program, and you'll be hearing that next week. My goodness, I really don't know who we're going to have in that top 10 and all of that. Of course, I hope it's Wisconsin. I hope it's Illinois. But I don't know. So let me know who you think are the top competitors for this year's Miss America. Also, hey, remember that you can follow Miss America on Twitter at MAO Travels. And that's at Twitter, which of course is twitter.com/MAO Travels. Also, they got a new one set up for frequent real-time updates during the event at Miss America Live. All one word, Miss America Live. So check those out. Hey, I have something important to tell you. If you are in the Carolinas, okay, and I know a lot of our listeners are. Hi, everybody. If you're in the Carolinas, coming up at the end of February, I'm going to be out there emceeing for the Carolina International Pageants. The deadline for getting to compete in this incredible, incredible pageant. Remember, Joy Feaster is the director of the year at International. I mean, they did a great job last year, and I know what we got in store for all of you. This is going to be a fantastic pageant. This is the pageant everybody is going to go all year and go, I got to live up to that? Oh, no, because we got some great stuff in store for you. Get your registration in now. Get your applications in now. If you miss it, you're going to be kicking yourself the rest of the year. I'm telling you, Carolina International Pageant. And if for some reason you can't compete, I want to see you sitting there watching me. I'm flying all the way out to Greensboro, North Carolina. I expect some Pageant Cast listeners there so that I know that what you look like. I know I have the world's most beautiful listener base. I'm well aware of that. I want to enjoy it. I want to see some of you out there. Want to meet some of you that I haven't met before. And certainly, I have a lot of old friends there. Well, young old friends out in the Carolinas. I'd love to talk to all of you. And I'm only going to be there a few days at the end of February. So make sure you make every attempt that you possibly can to get out there coming at the end of February for the Carolina International Pageants. Okay, I am going to leave it at that. For now, right now, that's how I'm going to leave it. But we're going to have more coming up on today's show because we're going to be talking to Courtney Turner, Miss Teen United States 2009. And later on in the program, we're going to do my thank you roll, something new that I'm doing to the show. I've been noticing that a lot of my show isn't what you hear here during this half hour, or as it sometimes turns out, hour, 45 minutes, whatever it is. But this half hour program, there's only so much that we actually do here on the show. When a lot of it that I do is out there on Facebook. It's keeping the posts that come out each and every day out on pageantcast.com. And a lot of times I'm having emails and interactions that I can't really discuss what the contents of them are, but I want to thank you for being a part of the PageantCast experience. So there's going to be a thank you roll coming up on today's show. I think we're going to make it part of the closing remarks. I really do. I want to thank each and every one of you that sends me emails, talks to me, chats, all that good stuff. It is really the highlight of sometimes some pretty difficult weeks that I've had. So stay tuned here to the Pageant Cast. We got a great interview today, and let's get things started right now. TKPNpodcast.com.
Fun on the phone.
You're listening to Pageant Cast, and today on the phone, who am I talking to?
This is Will Anderson with the Texas Pageant Expo.
And the Texas Pageant Expo was just not this weekend, but the weekend before, and I heard you had a little trouble with the weather down there in Texas.
Yeah, it was a little bit cold, not as cold as it is up where you're at, but very cold down here in Texas, not what we're used to on a regular basis.
Well, that certainly could have affected your numbers, but from what I hear, there were a lot of people that came out for the Texas Pageant Expo.
Yeah, we were very fortunate to have just some terrific exhibitors, attendees, and of course presenters for all the wonderful programs that we had for training, and of course the events that we had, the walk-off competition, the title holders parade, the autograph party, and so forth.
Now, I know I'm kind of catching you offhand here, but what were some of the winners of, like, the walk-off competition? Do you know them off the top of your head?
I sure do. You know, again, the walk-off competition was sponsored by Serendipity and Pageant Ready, and it was a competition for the contestants to show off their on-stage walking skills. And we had five finalists. Their names were Allison Garza, Hannah Kirkland, Lisa Medlin, Kendall Thompson, and the winner of the walk-off competition was Sheridan Fulkerson, and she won five pairs of shoes from Alicia Hill, provided by Serendipity. So congratulations to Sheridan.
Well, that makes sense for a walk-off to get some shoes. That really that fits. That's fantastic. So
it was a terrific time.
overall, the Texas Pageant Expo, any things struck you that worked exceedingly well at your expo?
Well, again, we had just some terrific exhibitors alongside that. Despite the cold weather, we had a great turnout for attendees. I think it was just a great way to connect the contestants and fans and supporters of pageants to pageant-related businesses. But more importantly, a great way to kick off 2010 with a celebration of pageantry, a way to network, meet new people, and see some old friends. So in all, it was just a fantastic time at the Texas Pageant Expo.
Well, I have two questions left. The big question, if people want to see what happened there, is there a place on the web where they can see photos or learn more about what occurred?
Absolutely. If you log on to texaspageantexpo.com, there's just a wealth of information if you want to contact exhibitors, if you would like to see some of the event results. And then also to keep up with some new news for any upcoming Texas Pageant Expos in the future. A great way to keep connected, again, is texaspageantexpo.com.
Okay. And that is leading me right into my last question. 2011, are you going to do it again?
I'm certainly leaning towards it. May even do one here again in 2010, later towards the year. Again, it is January, so I have quite a bit of time to make that decision. But if not here at the end of the year, then definitely 2011 we'll have another Texas Pageant Expo. It's just too much fun not to have it again.
Well, that's fantastic. All I've heard is positive things from people, so congratulations, Will. And all the best to you and the future of Texas Pageant Expos.
I certainly appreciate it, Tim. Thank you.
T-K-P-N. This is Kristen Moore, 2007 Miss Teen New Jersey International, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at the Pageant Cast website. This is the website where you can hear, and yes, see your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at thepageantcast.com.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Did you know the Pageant Cast has a new contest section?
Wow!
That's right. All you have to do is go to pageantcast.com/contest.htm or go to pageantcast.com and click on the simple contest button right on the main page.
Let's go!
And then you could sign up to win a fantastic prize. House of Pageantry at houseofpageantry.com. This is the marketplace to buy, sell, and advertise anything in pageantry. It just opened for business, and they are offering our next prize for the contest. The winner will receive a free listing on the site www.houseofpageantry.com to sell or advertise their item. The commission of 3.5% would still apply if the product sells. Only the listing is free. Sign up for our contest today, and we will start drawing names soon here on the Pageant Cast. Use the form on the contest page to enter. Enter as many times as you wish. Check it out by going to pageantcast.com and clicking on Contest.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and here on the show with us tonight, we have Courtney Turner. She's Miss Teen United States 2009. Hello, Courtney.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic. Now, where are we calling you tonight?
I am at my house here in South Carolina.
In South Carolina. Well,
At least you don't have an inch and a half of snow coming down every 2 hours like we have in Wisconsin right at this very moment.
I wish we had something.
You do? I'll send some. I'll send it in the mail to you. So, Courtney, tell me, how did you get started in pageants?
Well, I actually started in ninth grade with my high school pageants and kind of slowly moved up through there. Really, a lot of people have encouraged me throughout the years to start competing, and once I did, it was just a lot of fun. It's opened a lot of doors for me, and you know, I'm really glad I started competing in them.
Any past titles of note, or what I like to call pageantcedents?
Yes, Miss Charleston Teen USA. That was one of the best titles that I won because of my director, and her name's Laura Mills.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up becoming first runner-up at South Carolina Teen USA. But it was just a really great year for me. I learned a lot, and you know, just the whole experience was wonderful.
So tell us a little bit about Miss Teen United States. Where was the national competition?
It was held in Las Vegas.
Okay, and what phases of competition were there?
The competition was an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, on-stage question, and of course we had an opening number. There was swimsuit, and okay, last was evening gown.
Okay, now what was your favorite phase of competition?
My favorite was the evening gown because I had a custom dress by Sherry Hill, and I just felt like an angel floating in it, and it was so beautiful. The stage was set up gorgeous. There was like a starry background. So that was my favorite because I just felt like a star up there.
That is fantastic. Now, I understand as Miss Teen United States, you've been doing an awful lot of volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
What type of volunteer work have you been doing?
Oh, just everything you can think of. It's been really fun. I've done a lot with Ministry for the Homeless.
Okay.
I've visited several hospitals, visiting, you know, children with children patients. You know, just kind of making an appearance, letting them know that even though they are having a hard time in the hospitals, that we're still thinking of them and we still really care. And you know, I just want to bring a smile to their face. And I've also visited the troops over in Fort Gordon a few times and the Veterans Hospital. I recently sang for an elderly home yesterday over in Aiken, and I held a piano concert for them. And there's so much more that I can talk about.
Wow,
but
it sounds like
kind of an idea.
Sounds like you're pretty talented too, piano and singing.
Oh yes, sir.
So are you looking at perhaps being involved in pageants with a talent section as well in the future?
Maybe. I mean, it's always crossed my mind, but as of right now, I'll just, you know, see you.
I understand. One pageant at a time. One pageant
exactly.
At a time. Now, what do you think it is about Miss Teen United States? What have you brought to it in your year of service?
I think really, ultimately, just promoting my platform. My platform is to help stop human trafficking, and I don't know anyone else that has brought that platform to the pageant, but it's something just I'm really passionate about, is helping stop the sex slavery, and it's just something strong on my heart, and I'm getting involved with an organization actually in New York. They're called History Starts Now,
mm-hmm.
And they're just a wonderful group who they're sort of new, so I'm really happy to start working with them, but I'm going to have an event in February that will help raise money for them and get the word out so people can start getting more involved in helping this.
Okay. Hey, we're at our halfway mark. We're going to have to take a short break. We'll be back with more of Courtney Turner, Miss Teen United States 2009, in just a moment. Hang on there, Courtney.
Hey, pageant fans, the Pageant Cast is on the road again. I'm traveling to Greensboro, North Carolina to MC the Carolina International Pageants from February 26th through the 28th.
We hope to do another live show that weekend, so keep an eye on pageantcast.com for details. More than anything, though, we want to connect with you, the listeners of the Pageant Cast. If you live or you're planning to visit the Greensboro, North Carolina area during the Carolina International Pageant, say hi or give me a call on the Pageant phone at 414-517-4908 that week, and we'll try to set something up so that we can meet. Hope to see you in Greensboro, North Carolina on February 26th through the 28th at the Carolina International Pageant.
Just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease. Come to the Start Heart Walk to improve your health and raise funds to fight heart disease and stroke. Bring your family. Bring your friends. Start walking in your community and make a difference in the lives of others.
This next tune comes to us from our friends at Aerial Publicity. It's by the artist Heather Edwards. I think you're going to be hearing a lot more about her. Listen to this tune. Here's Go With The Flow by Heather Edwards.
Track from my new CD, Go With The Flow.
I've noticed that a lot of you that are listeners to the Pageant Cast have already taken advantage of our discount
with this next sponsor, Petco. They're the leading specialty retailer of premium pet food supplies and services. Now, they have over 10,000 different products out there that you can choose from. Everything you need to take great care of your pet. And as a lot of you already know, you can save more because you're a listener to the Pageant Cast. You just type in the discount code of Pageant. Very simple to remember. Pageant, P-A-G-E-A-N-T. And you'll get 10% off and free shipping for any order of $65 or more. But what if you have a quick purchase that you need to make and don't have time to put together a $65 order? Easy. Just type in Pageant 10. Pageant, P-E-A-N-T, 1-0-1-0. And you will get the 10% discount with no minimum order. Now, you do pay for shipping on that. Now, you can check out the details on the Pageant Cast website, or you can use the links that we have there as well on our discount tab. Check it out, petco.com.
We're back with the beautiful Courtney Turner, Miss Teen United States 2009. Now, before we left, you were talking a little bit about your platform about human trafficking. Now, how does somebody get involved in it? I mean, how did that even come to mind as something to get involved in?
Oh, it's sort of random.
Okay.
A couple years ago, my sister and I were going to Kenya, Africa for a mission trip. And just for safety, my grandmother was like, hey, watch this video and, you know, just be aware of what's going on. And it dealt with, you know, girls being trafficked. And so that instantly just went strong, you know, in my heart. And just through every pageant that I've done, that's been a cause. It's been one of the desires in my heart to. So through competing in pageants, this has been my number one cause that I want to help. It's something that I feel called to help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm really excited to be a part of, you know, other groups that do help fight it, because I feel like as an American, with my freedom, I can help free those in need.
That's fantastic. I'm just glad to hear that nobody near you had fallen prey to that. I was a little concerned before asking that question.
I know, I'm thankful too.
Now, I hear you're studying multimedia and communications, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What are you looking at getting into in the future?
Oh, well, it goes back to my platform. My plan is to work with organizations, like I said, to help stop human trafficking. And I love working with multimedia, either photography or videoing, and just in communications in general. And, you know, I'd really like to just, for my job, do something I love to do.
Well, Courtney, you got to start a nice little podcast on that as well. Everybody would love to hear yours.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I do have to ask, because you're out there in the Carolinas, and that is a hotbed of pageant activity. We all know this. Are you ever irritated that it seems that with pageants, everybody talks about Florida and Texas as the big pageant states? Meanwhile, the Carolinas seems to grab one huge title after another. Is that ever irritating for you guys in the Carolinas?
No, it's not. I'm a Carolina girl, and we're the best in the world.
So you're not going to get mad at them. You're just going to continue to dominate. Okay.
I know, exactly.
That's fantastic. Now, is there a lot of great resources in the Carolinas for pageants?
Oh, yes, there is. There are so many helpful people here. I am. I'm so glad that I live in South Carolina because I have wonderful people who help me, such as my friend Harvey Bellamy. He's one of the number one people who encouraged me to start competing, and so I'm really thankful for his help. And there's really a lot of great coaching. There's awesome dress shops. I mean, this is the place to shop. It is awesome. So, yeah, I mean, it's great.
That is fantastic. I have to say,
Mr. Bellamy there is quite enthusiastic. He called me all the way from Japan, and he wanted to make sure that this happened, and you are just an absolute delight to talk to.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, we're almost out of time. Are there any things that we didn't cover in this conversation that you really want the listeners of the Pageant Cast to know about you or about the Miss Teen United States pageant?
Well, I would encourage any girl who wants to compete to, compete if you want to. You know, go after your dreams, go after your goals, however way, you want. And this is good, I just thought of this. I never take runner-up. Always keep trying, because before I won nationals, I had won first runner-up and then second runner-up, and then I finally won. And so just never give up and keep going on.
Fantastic. That's great advice from a great winner. That's Courtney Turner, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Teen United States 2009. Thanks so much, Courtney.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, crime fighters. This is Tim Kretschmann, producer of Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lead. And I want to tell you about an important website launch coming February 1st, 2010. The WCPPA, that's the Wisconsin Crime Prevention Practitioners Association, is launching WICrimePrevention.com. WI is short for Wisconsin. You know that. It's going to be there with great crime prevention tips, and it's going to give you the latest news about the WCPPA. There are resources, special articles aimed at the public, and professional crime prevention folks, all here in one location. Now check it out when it launches, and keep an eye on their symposium, which is coming up in September. You want to be there? Check out WICrimePrevention.com.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
A quick note, I don't know if you know this, I was reminded of it on Twitter by Sam Haskell, which you can follow at Sam Haskell, H-A-S-K-E-L-L. At twitter.com. He reminded us all that the Miss America pageant is going to be 90 in 2011, 90 years old. But you can see the 89th Miss America crown live on TLC January 30th. So make sure you check that out. Well, here we go. This is the type of story that you're not going to hear anywhere else, except, of course, you'll find them in the trashy news articles, but none of the other webcasts or magazines want to tell you about this, but you got to know about this, because when you're in the judge's room, they're going to ask you about this sort of stuff. Jennifer Hawkins, probably one of the best-known Miss Universes of all time, 2004, she beat out Shandy Finnessy, which I think we all agree, Shandy Finnessy almost any other year would have been a lock, and it seems like she came in against Jennifer Hawkins there, Australian. She has been very successful in her post-Miss Universe days, and she's bared it all. Now, it says bared it all. She appears both naked and unretouched on the cover of Marie Claire's February issue, which already is on sale, and she does it for a good cause, etc. But a lot of people are trying to decide if this was the right thing or the wrong thing. I can't tell you. I'm looking at the cover right now. First of all, she's got it. She can flaunt it, but she is covered up with strategic arms and crouching positions, sort of thing. So it isn't a Playboy shot, but it is racy. Go and see what you think of it. You can check it out at news.pageantcast.com. Hey, want to remind everybody, Miss America, as you know, right around the corner, and you're probably getting sick of all these Miss America stories. Here's why I have to say that. Too bad.
want to remind you that you can vote now for your favorite ecologically conscious contestant by going to greenteawithtamara.tv, and you can vote right now for Tamara Henry. Green Tea has started a Green is Gorgeous Award, and you can vote. And I want to suggest my friend Christina Smaby, Miss Wisconsin of this year, is currently fighting in that like second position. If you don't know who to vote for my friend Christina. She is real about this thing. We wish everybody the best of luck in that competition. Just Miss America opening up and trying some new things. If you check out Ashley's great website, thecovermodelcontest.com, yes, I was a, quote, celebrity judge. I was, there were two celebrity judges and then me judging this thing. And the cover model contest, I want to congratulate Morgan Justice Clarkson from Minnesota. She was named the Miss Cover Model of the Year. Congratulations to her and wish her all the best during her reign. Hey, congratulations again to the Miss America system. They have really been pouring it on to get you to make sure that you tune in to their program coming up very soon on TLC on the 30th. There is a pile, and I mean a pile, of pictures that they just threw out there. I want to say they sent it out. It was earlier this week that they sent it out. Of Miss America Katie Stamm, our Miss America 2009, and appearances she has been at. There had to be about 200, 250 that they put out there. You can find them at flickr.com/MissAmericaOrg as the name of the uploading party. Also, we, of course, have a website article about it. It is named Meredith Vieira and Miss America 2009 Katie Stamm, because that was the picture I happened to pick. There are literally hundreds of pictures out there. There are a lot of pictures of Katie Stamm with various celebrities. You'll want to check them out. Go on out to our website, news.pageantcast.com, and find that article, and you have a direct link. Or go on out to Flickr and do Miss America Org as the username. And you'll just find this just huge treasure trove of great photos. I want to take a moment to congratulate a good friend of the show, Valerie Hayes. She just, I don't know if it's a reboot, she's rebranded herself, but her website has changed to Everyday Beauty Queen, and you can check it out at everydaybeautyqueen.com. We wish her the best of luck and success with her new endeavor. I know with Valerie being involved, it's going to be a huge success. Congratulations, Valerie, and all the best.
This is Christina Smaby, Miss Wisconsin 2009, and I'm ready to go to Vegas for the Miss America pageant this month on TLC. Be sure to watch and cheer for me.
Pageant Cast.
Well, that's it. That's it for this week's Pageant Cast. So glad that you joined us. Want to thank our PodSafe artists. Gave us the great music on today's show, and want to thank Courtney Turner, Miss Teen United States 2009. So glad that we got to talk and bring that interview to all of you here on the show. Okay, and I told you I was going to do a thank you roll. This is something that I started doing early in the show, and I've kind of... What we used to do is I would just go through and list everybody that would send me a message out on the MySpace account. Well, that was ridiculous. There was way too much for anybody to deal with there. It was a mistake. I should not have been doing that. However, I do want to thank people that are interacting with me during the week, because this show needs the constant interaction. So I am going to do some thank yous of people that have sent me stuff. In particular, want to thank Karen O'Hara and Julie Goldstein. I interviewed them this past week. You're going to get to hear those interviews coming up soon here on the Pageant Cast. Want to thank Haley Mack, our Miss Galaxy, for a wonderful email. She's doing a lot of great stuff out there in the UK. And I want to thank Chelsea Cooley. Yes, that Chelsea Cooley, Miss USA 2005, if memory serves. A wonderful email from her, and we're going to be talking more, and hopefully we can get something set up for here on the Pageant Cast. Want to thank Ashley K. Hansen for a wonderful phone call. Talked to her earlier in the week. And by the way, she's selling some of her pageant wardrobe. Go check her out on her Facebook account. Talked to Nicole Falzone. Thank you so much for that phone call. And want to thank my mystery friend, we'll call her, from the South, for the wonderful phone call that I got earlier this week as well. One of my informants as to how that wonderful Texas Pageant Expo went. Of course, I want to thank Will Henderson for the great interview that he gave us on today's show as well. But I knew what was going on. You think I don't know stuff. Huh, I got people all over the place. Hey, I want to thank Harvey Bellamy. Great email this week. And he was one of the folks that, well, he was the guy that helped set up this great interview with Courtney Turner that you hear on today's show. And I want to thank Maria Diagiovini. I had a chat with her and hoping that chat turns into something, so we'll see what happens with that as well. Had a lot of fun this week. It's great to be a part of pageantry. So many wonderful people out there. If I didn't mention you, hey, there's always next week, and we hope to be continuing to contact each and every one of you. It's been a great week. I am burning up in this studio. It is freezing cold outside, so I turned up the heat and then put on a extra heavy robe. And I'm paying for it, but hey, yeah, that's what the laundry's for, because this is going to be a sweaty mess in about 3 minutes. Anyway, want to wish you all the very best. Hope you're staying warm. And until next week, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.